like, sorry and please.
Yep.
I like how please is an open hand just running along my breasts, like, please. Please. Oh, that's how sorry. I remember the difference. Oh, God, sorry. Oh, my goodness.
Good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Greetings, Apropos, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
Oh, with your hosts.
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
Woo. And please, we are sorry.
I am sorry, Salsa. Yeah. Because I know how you don't like cola, but here we are.
We have drinks.
And they're cola based. I basically grabbed whatever random shit I found within 3 feet of me and put it together. So
she's not joking. Like,
I'm really not.
Yeah, I was lucky to be standing out of the zone. Yeah.
We have Coca-Cola was the mixer that I found. And then the boozes that I found was Jim Beam Fire.
Yeah, all right.
And De Serrano.
All right. I'm actually weirdly...
I'm curious about this. Like, this could go well, it could go poorly. I don't think Salsa's going to like it because it has Coca-Cola. But you and I might have different opinions.
That might be my spidey senses tingling, or...
Your something else is tingling? I don't want to know
or
about
you have
this,
a
James.
Fizzy anticipation.
You're right. It might be the effervescent company.
So I don't know what this is, but here we go. It is very booze heavy.
Ooh.
I think I like it.
Oh, honestly,
so you
that's
smell
really good.
Almonds, and then it burns going down. So I'm going to say this is a stroke.
Oh, I was going to say arsenic and old lace.
Oh, that's really good, actually.
All right.
That's really good. I like that.
Also, because there's Coke in it, so it's, you know, medicinal. Or snick and all this. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not mad about it.
Also, because part of it is played by a Frankenstein.
I think on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give this a 6. It's in the positive range, but it's not something I'm going to try to recreate in the future.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's fine. I'm going to drink it.
Well, I might.
It does the job.
Honestly, this is kind of...
Well, if it's hitting for
kind
you.
Kind of exactly my jam.
Then you're welcome, James. I made this for you.
Thanks.
This strikes me as not a, like, sitting around having a cocktail drink, but a party drink.
Yes. Yeah. This is a last round of the drinking card game
This is a drink that you make... with everything that's within 3 feet of you.
Yeah.
How very apropos.
It's a booth beverage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely
in the noblest
a booth
sense.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Some lawn chairs.
Definitely
lawn chairs. This is a strip poker drink.
So anyway, I would ask you guys what you've been up to, but I don't really care. So I, Saturday... I'm just going to talk about Saturday.
Saturday
was a fucking day. Okay, we're going to start with, listeners may remember from last podcast that my water heater was out, which means we both had no hot water, but also our house works on radiant heat, and it was a specialized water heater that does both.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So we had none of that.
Yeah.
So you had no hot water and also no hot water.
Yes.
You were in.
So the landlord got back into town about midnight, 1 a.m. Friday into Saturday. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to sleep first. He had been in, like, Stockholm and Amsterdam and, like, touring some Europes.
No, let that guy get
and
to
he
rest.
Was like, yes. But that meant that he came over at 10:30 on Saturday morning. And at 11:30, I had a gentacular.
Yes.
So my landlord was still in the basement working on the hot water heater as people were coming into the house. For Waffle Bar.
Yeah.
Mm.
Although multiple bodies in your house warms up the house.
It did warm up the house quite well.
It did do.
Yeah. Of course, this means that about a half an hour after people started showing up, the landlord had everything fixed. So, like, you know, whatever.
For sure, sure.
Timing. Yeah. So, but because he was over, Joe and I didn't have a lot of time to prepare because we were busy talking with him about what needed to happen for the house. So it felt like the entire Gentacular was just like five minutes to half an hour behind on everything. The way I would normally want to have everything set up. And so it was just like chaos for me and Joe.
Yeah.
And we got the waffle bar situation set up. That was great. And I have two new waffle makers. One of them is the super fancy $70 one that burns
that is
everybody.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
Is
it's
really
a
good.
Vertical waffle maker.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Ninja Vertical.
I told my wife about this one and she just couldn't.
The way it works is it is vertical and you pour the batter into the top.
Mm-hmm. It's got a little slot and a funnel built into it.
I was amazed to find that I could put the newly made waffles horizontally after they'd been removed. I didn't have to eat them vertically.
So anyway, you pour it in through the top, and then it cooks in a vertical fashion, and as the batter rises a bit, it fills in the rest of the waffle stuff. And then when it's done, there's a lever, and you just pull the lever down to get at the waffle inside.
Mm-hmm. Wrong lever!
And it just popped out.
It just comes out. And it's this beautiful Belgian waffle. You can set it from light to dark.
They were amazing.
And yeah, it works great. And then the other waffle maker was an adorable little $10 thing that I got with plates that you can like swap out for different design waffles.
Yeah.
And so we set up the fancy waffle maker for the gluten people and the tiny, and like by tiny, I mean like coaster size.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a 3 or 4 inch diameter.
I think it's 4 inches, okay. Yep. But coaster size waffles.
Yeah.
With the gluten free. Because the gluten free I had tried with the vertical and it did not, because there's no gluten, so it doesn't fill as well. And you just end up with like 3/4 of a waffle, and you're kind of sad about it. You're just like, oh,
sodden, angry.
That
lump
didn't
of
do
waffle.
What I wanted it to.
I want to make sure people understand, though, when you're saying this, we don't mean like a set of 4 4-inch waffles. We need a single,
just one
4-inch waffle.
The machine itself was maybe 5 inches diameter total.
It was tiny.
It was tiny. It looks like a little hamburger, but red.
It was adorable and cute, and James would love it.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw it.
You're correct.
He was there, too.
I was telling the audience that.
But
I know you liked it.
So we went to plug in the other tiny waffle maker, and it booped the switch on the power strip because too many things were plugged in. So I unplugged it, and in doing so, the plate came out. The top plate came out of the tiny thing, and I went, well, that's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, nobody touch this. And so, of course, like 15 people were like, what's going on? And I'm like, I need you to move away.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, at one point, Joe had tongs. Like, I just, things happened really quick. I was like, everything's fine. It just needs to cool down.
Yep.
And Joe's like, what about the batter? I'm like, I didn't even get batter into it yet.
Yeah.
It's fine. It literally just needs to chill out for 5 minutes before we can do anything with it. So then I'm like, okay, well, maybe I just need to switch the plate. So I tried to switch. I can't get the plate in. And I can't get the plate in. And so then I try a different plate. And like, I'm having problems.
Yeah.
And so then Joe wants to take over, but I know he's going to hurt himself. And then Salsa's like, I'll hurt myself. And I'm like, this makes sense. And so, like, between the two of them...
Well, that's okay.
They figured out there's the lever that holds the plates in was an issue. I somehow... The right plate was the one that fell out. So I was trying to put the wrong plate in afterwards because I figured maybe I'd put the wrong plate in. It was a fucking thing.
Yeah.
It was a whole goddamn thing.
It turned into a comedy of errors.
Yeah. And then once. And was it you that actually fixed the lever situation?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I had to get some pliers and bend a thing.
Yeah.
To make it work.
As one does.
Because it was a $10.
Yeah, it's a $10 waffle iron. I already got my $10 worth out of it.
Yeah. The pliers.
When I used it the first time 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I wanted waffles. So, yeah. So all of that gets fixed, and then I forgot that if I plug it into the thing, it'll short up. So I plug it in, and then 2 minutes later, I'm like, ah, son of a bitch. So then
We had one person with waffles in the other waffle iron, and they were like,
yep.
This is taking a really long time. I wonder what's going on. Oh, everything's turned off.
Well, I was there as everything turned off, so it was just one of those.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I saw everything happen. And then, so I first moved that, and then I tried to get things restarted.
Gotcha.
I was chaos all over the place, this entire Gentacular. So, yeah. So then I got the gluten-free section got relegated to the pantry. Eventually I was able to make gluten-free waffles. Woo! And it was amazing. But we had a lot of different toppings, both sweet and savory.
Yep.
We did not... My favorite was we did not make chicken for chicken and waffles proper, but we did make dino nuggies.
Hell yes.
Gluten-free dino nuggies. For those that wanted savory options. And the bacon. Obviously, you can put bacon on anything.
Yeah.
Joe hand-whipped some cream and made a berry compote. And we had sauces and syrups and all sorts of things. I thought I had sprinkles, and I couldn't find my sprinkles. And I was very sad. There would have been sprinkles. Sprinkles belong on waffles all the time. But
buttermilk biscuits.
Yeah.
It's a lot of good food.
But, yeah, the whole gluten-free waffle situation definitely was just one thing after another. And every once in a while, I would report back to Jax, who was also eating gluten-free.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so here's the current situation with our waffles. And then I would run off.
Yeah.
And then about 10 minutes later, I'd be like, okay, so now this thing happened. And then I'd run off.
The regular waffles were the animated Hobbit movie, and the gluten-free were the Peter Jackson Hobbit trilogy. Just five times as long.
I see.
And,
and not nearly as good. Although the gluten-free waffles...
they looked great.
But yeah. Well, the thing is, because the tiny waffle maker made tiny waffles, yep, that math checks out. The lack of gluten didn't affect the waffle making. Plus we got a dinosaur plate on ours, so we had dinosaur waffles. Take that.
Well, I have to imagine at that smaller size, they probably cook a little faster too.
A little bit faster.
Because seriously, I would have eaten those things in a single bite.
I did eat my first one in a single bite.
Yeah.
By the time I had gotten to making myself waffles, I was hungry and I was just like, no.
Able to eat small waffles in a single bite.
Yep.
Yes. And it's a very adorable tiny little waffle maker.
It is, yeah.
That was $10 and it shows.
Yeah.
It
does the job. That's all it really has to do.
It did a job.
But yeah, so Saturday we got water heater and had a Gentacular. And there were many waffles and everybody was happy and excited. And then all of Sunday I did laundry. I did about a week and a half's worth of my laundry.
Fuck.
Well, because normally I do laundry on Tuesdays and the heater went out on a Monday. So I had just about 2 weeks worth of laundry piled up because I couldn't do it before then. So
it's tough but fair.
Yeah. That was my weekend. So nothing else exciting. Had a lot of work. I worked 63 hours last week. By the time the Gentacular came around, I was like, I'm not even looking at that fucking computer ever.
Sure.
Yeah. So
and on the seventh day, Jenna rested.
On the seventh day, Jenna ran around trying to fix a waffle maker.
I meant Sunday.
I did laundry on Sunday.
But once you put in a load, you have to wait.
Yeah. I also did a lot of other things. You have no idea how much of a luxury hot water is until you've been missing it for a week. Mm. Like, I spent the week going to the gym to take showers. Mm. And that's
I mean, we wash our laundry in cold, so.
Yeah. I'm always a warm. I like warms. So I went to the gym to shower a bunch. Oh, I also had my car was in the shop. I don't remember if I said that last time. I got it back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm minus a few $1,000s, but plus a working vehicle. Sure. So, you know, that's nice. But
minus less than you could have been minus.
Yes. It's true.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I know they did manage to find me some cheaper catalytic converters, so yeah. Cool. Yeah, that was a crazy week for me.
Yeah.
None of it really story worthy, just a lot of chaos.
Sure, yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Sunday I took a long tub soak because I could.
Nice.
Because I had hot water.
And on the seventh day, Jenna rested. That's what I said.
So anyway, what have you guys been up to? James.
I had a...
Did you go to a Gentacular?
A very busy week. And then did my best to do as little as possible on Saturday and Sunday. Mm. Ended up doing many things on Saturday, including grocery shopping. I arrived at Aldi, which closes at 8. I arrived there at 7:45.
Oh, you're that guy.
And I made it out 2 minutes before they closed.
Oh, good job.
But I was also running.
Sure.
Like, full fucking tilt. Yeah. At some point today, Jax was like, oh, did you get the gluten-free oats stuff? And I was like, no. No. But I love you. But no, I did not. Yeah, I will have to go back for those. Yeah, just a fucking series of things. But I made a couple of really nice dinners and some kind of okay ones. you could eat them. The only two things that we did were to go to the Gentacular.
He said the thing! Yeah.
And then Jax was supposed to go to... a rehearsal in the middle of the day and then do a D&D campaign for their coworkers at one of their jobs. And everybody canceled functionally all at once on the D&D thing. Both because it's, you know, Easter weekend and also because it's fucking D&D and that's going to happen.
Right.
So that, and suddenly we had our evening free, and then they went to get out of bed so that we could get ready to go to Jenna's place, and they went, I won't be able to do anything else. That's it. That's, I'm gonna get breakfast. Yep. I can't move around a lot.
Cutlery drawer is officially empty.
Yep. Yep. So during the Gentacular,
he said the thing.
Sat there, yeah. Just soaking up like the company and enjoying the people that were there, but also being for them pretty sedate and quiet and tucked away in a way that they are not usually. And then I brought them home, and they passed out. And I made dinner, and then we agreed that we were doing nothing the next day. I even told my parents we're doing nothing tomorrow, and we woke up in the morning, and there was apparently there was a text from their parents saying, we both thought that the other person invited you.
Oh God.
Have you eaten?
Oh my God!
Come over for Easter dinner, and we said we had eaten. I had made like steak with gravy on rice,
ooh,
and then stuffed mushrooms. And it turned out that was one of the ones that was okay. It wasn't great. Mm-hmm. It was fine.
All
right. Would do it again, better. But, we did go there for dessert, and we hung out outside until it started raining, like 40 minutes later. And it turns out that for either of our families, 40 minutes is probably the correct amount. Just because of, like, how busy people are and how exhausted we were. We got home and could not do anything else.
Yeah.
We, again, turned into pumpkins.
Poof.
And just sat and played video games. And for the second time in my life, someone was very upset with me for beating Sonic the Hedgehog.
What was the first time? Your sister?
No.
Oh.
No. I got home from work when I was dating Kathy. And she and her friends were... like, anytime they hit a continue, they would, you know, hand the controller to the next person. Mm. They were on level 3 something. And they were like, well, it's at the continue. Do you want to go? And I was like, oh, yeah, hell. Oh, I'll do this. And went for it. And then I got to the end of the game, and the credits rolled. And I went, oh, I didn't get all the gems. And they went, get fucked. We've been doing this for, like, 3 or 4 hours. And we didn't get past the third stage. You're an asshole.
How dare you be good at a video game?
Something. But, yeah, Jax was very surprised.
I feel like the rules of passing the controller back and forth also apply at the end of a level. Do they not in your world?
I think that's a house rule. I think that's free parking, Salsa.
I'm actually with Salsa on this one. Mm. I feel like it's if you finish a chapter, mm-hmm. then the next person gets a turn.
So I'm a younger brother. That was never the rule in our household.
Mm.
Because I'm the younger brother.
I mean, not that my brother and I had our own gaming console. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I did monopolize the Apple IIe quite a bit, and I'm not going to lie about that. But when we played with our friends' consoles, like, it was always you trade off at the end of a chapter.
Yeah, I mean, maybe so. But I was also used to people coming over to watch my sister beat video games. They would just, including Sonic, like, two of my friends came over and they were like...
So it's like kids watching people play YouTube videos.
Way before...
Today.
It's Twitch before YouTube. Twitch was a thing.
Way before internet. Yeah.
Your sister was a Twitch hipster.
Oh, yeah. I'll let her know.
A Twipster?
A Twipster.
Huh. Sister Twipster.
Sister Twipster.
I like it.
She won't.
No, she'll fucking hate that. But
oh, well, I think you can use it then.
Yeah. Thanks, babe.
I'm also a younger brother,
and it shows. So
I'm an older sister,
and it shows. So people would come over to watch her play and beat video games. So the few times that I got to show her the end of a game, it was. A very different experience. So, yeah, we almost never traded off unless someone was done playing functionally. I was not aware that was the common thing.
Mm-hmm.
Jax is playing Sonic for the first time in their life, and at some point they were just getting, like, crushed and spiked at the same time by a particular part of a level, and they
some people have to pay extra for that.
Mm-hmm. Some people pay to see other people do that, Salsa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. pay you specifically.
I've seen those videos. Yes.
So the they were getting squashed and stabbed at the same time, and began to I didn't tell you to jump, and I was like, they're having the experience. And it wasn't, it's not the misery. That's not the point.
I'm not
like reveling.
It does love company.
It's not Schadenfreude. It's like Sonic Freude. It's like, they are going through the full experience.
Like when you're teenagers and you're like, ah, yes, I remember that.
This is a milestone.
Congratulations.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. And then when I was playing, I was like, oh, that fucking thing. I knew it. I fucking knew it. And I knew that I was going to fall, and I knew I was going to land in the lava, and I knew that I was going to die. And they were like, so this is the experience. And I said, yes. Yeah, it's critical to the to the playthrough. And they went, I think you need therapy about this.
No, that's just what video games were back then.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, sometimes sometimes I have to remember they're a little younger.
Mm-hmm.
Not like massively, but enough.
Just enough.
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 Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, during that critical, because we've talked about, you know, I'm older than the two of you by a bit, but, like, not a lot.
By a lot.
Fuck off. But it is...
You're older than him by a lot.
In some ways,
older
it is...
You. Fuck off.
In some ways, that age gap actually does make a difference in how we grew up. Like...
Yep.
Yeah.
It might only be a few years, but it can be a major few years, especially when we're talking about, like, gaming consoles and shit like that.
When many developers have admitted that they purposely made games that couldn't be successfully beaten during a rental period.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, in my school, we went from typewriters to computers at, like, 7th or 8th grade.
Aww.
So, like, but I'm just 2 years above me, and they never would have touched a computer. And 2 years under me never would have touched a typewriter. Yeah. So, like, that sort of technology change was happening in this time period. So, yeah. And it's not just computers, obviously. It was phones, and it was, you know, all sorts of technology that was changing just rapid fire in that time period. Yeah. So, yeah, 1 or 2 years is all it takes to have a completely different experience.
Yep.
Yeah? 100%.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, they're not used to the Nintendo hard sort of ethos of gameplay. And parents saying, you don't get another game until you've beaten this one.
Mm-hmm.
And then that game becomes your fixation, your nemesis.
We had the computer games that we got one clue a day. Because you had to call, you had to call the hotline and be like... Here's my question. And you had to word your question very carefully. Because if they were like, yes, then you were like, well, shit. Nope, you get another one tomorrow. Yeah. You know. Or the magic ones where they came in the booklet.
Oh, yeah.
With that had the red lens.
Oh, that too, yeah.
Yeah, and then mom had the book. And we could ask mom for one clue a day and be just like, here's our question. Okay, and then she would go through the book with the little red lens and be like...
That is deviously clever.
You need to go to the box on the desk in the den. That's it. That's it.
That's what it says.
That's what you get.
Yep. All the information is in the tab.
Exactly. And then we bang on that for a day.
Yeah. No, I love that. But this is a brand new experience for them.
That's
And it's really good. Aww. Yeah.
Are they doing the thing where when you jump you try to like physically move the controller?
No.
Really?
But I have a delightful story about that because my mom thinks that works. Like
everybody
on a Nintendo Wii it might.
I knew that it didn't work.
That is exactly what happened. For 20 fucking years, she made the controller jump when she wanted the character to go extra high.
Yeah.
And then Mario didn't clear a gap, and she went, ah! And he did a little spin and went extra high, and it was like light shone from the heavens upon us.
Vindicated!
Right. Yeah. It was perfect. Mm. It was perfection.
Yeah, no, because I remember as a kid, every time you jump, you kind of will physically will yeah. them to make mm-hmm. the gap. And
yeah. yeah,
it's kind of like when you're watching a sporting event and you're like, come on, come yeah, on, come on. Yeah, and you're yeah, like, yeah. you're just your willing them tense. To, yeah. To make the hit or yep. whatever. And you're just like, urgh.
Yeah. Or you're playing a racing game and you lean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I definitely do that. Yeah, yeah. No, I, there's that. But I stopped doing the like controller jump thing pretty early on.
Well, yeah, I,
for some reason.
I mean, we got over it, but I was wondering if they, because they're new to this experience, if they're doing that now.
Well, but they have played other video games, okay. but this is the first side-scrolling, okay. like
platformer,
okay. fast adventure gotcha. Action
old school.
Game.
Go yeah. old school.
Okay.
Stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're used to less delicate yeah. situations.
Sure. I watched my sister yank controllers out of the console, I think one too many times, and then the character plummeting to their death. And learned very quickly.
I suppose Sonic has less of that, but like Mario, like a platformer like that, you definitely have what? That.
I don't know. Sonic, when you go in for that loop...
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Do a little bit of a.
I'm pretty sure leaning helps. Yeah.
Lean a little into the loop and then maybe.
There was a conversation about platforming in Sonic. Someone was like, I thought that I was just going to be running from one side of the stage to the other, but you got to wait for stuff. You get mm-hmm. They're like spikes that you have to wait for them to go down. There are crushing things.
Yeah.
You have to wait for those to go up. You have to wait for a platform to appear mm-hmm. and then jump on it.
You learn the pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weirdly like kind of like Mega Man. Mega Man is the fucking
yeah,
hard mode for that.
Yeah.
But
I mean, they built all of these games in the 80s for pattern recognition and then we're surprised when later on as adults we were fixated on pattern recognition.
Weird.
Maybe
yep.
They, yeah. No, there's an extremely funny joke there that I'm keeping to myself.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Share it with us later.
Yep.
Anyway, Salsa, what have you been up to?
I went to a Gentacular.
Ooh. Oh, yay, he said the thing.
Yep.
did you do anything important while you were there?
Had some waffles.
Yeah.
Were they vertical or horizontal?
They were very vertical, and it was amazing. Mm. No, obviously it was the holiday weekend, so I celebrated that.
Mm-hmm.
It was World Circus Day.
Yes. Yeah.
And, it was lovely. I had some waffles at Jenna's house for World Circus Day.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
No problems there.
Salsa likes to celebrate by sending his kids out to the yard to look for clown noses. Just a bucket full of clown noses with a hole in the bottom.
It's better than the year he sent him out to look for swords and torches.
Yeah.
You still don't know where that other sword is.
I thought you were going to say that other kid.
Oh my God, can I interrupt and tell a super fun story?
Yeah.
So, Mark Lazarchuk. I'm telling somebody else's story, but it's a Mark Lazarchuk story.
Suddenly makes sense.
So, Mark likes to mess with his kids. Don't know if you've ever met the man.
What?
And he was, at one point, I don't remember if it was Vincent or Sylvia. I think it was Vincent. But Mark is driving Vincent and Cecilia, and they're driving along. And Vincent's asking a lot of questions, and Mark's like, just stop right now or I'll kill you like I did the last one.
Yeah.
And Vincent was like, what? No, that didn't happen. And Cecilia, all adorable and like 10, is like, man, I miss Ben. I'm just like, and that's so why Cecilia good. Is my favorite.
Yeah, no, like, I love Cecilia.
She's so good.
Great.
Anyway. Cecilia. I just love that story.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Years and ago, when I first moved to the Twin Cities, I lived in this fucking house with four other people, and they had a Easter party, and somehow, I don't know how, but at one point the toilet got clogged up, and when we fucking pulled that thing apart, there was an Easter egg in there.
Well,
because somebody was a fucking idiot. But yeah. That happened. So they I don't know if they hit the egg on like the toilet seat lid and somebody just didn't look or what happened.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, there was a whatever. Huh. Anyway, No, we, so World's Hordes Follower, or World Circus Day, went to a Gentacular. I felt really good. Cause as soon as I got there, like, Joe was like, Salsa, I need you. And he like whisked me into the kitchen.
I think he said, I need you for your mouth.
He specifically said, I need your mouth. But he like whisked me into the kitchen and like, he was like, taste this. Tell me what's wrong with it. And I was just like, Joe values my opinion on cooking.
He does.
That will never be me.
No. I mean, Joe values your opinion is just kind of where you can stop on that.
Yeah,
like,
no,
in cooking,
it's not,
in
anything.
All right.
But yeah, no. But it was. It was fun. We had a good time. There was a good conversation to be had, and the food was very good. He had the thick cut bacon.
Oh, yeah. I picked that up.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. It was a quality.
Like,
But yeah, the bacon, the waffles, the compote was delicious, the whipped cream on top. There's some chocolate syrup there, too.
Yeah.
But glorious. Yeah, did that. Did some other stuff, but unfortunately did not go to the circus. On World Circus Day, which was a bit of a disappointment, but I did go to the circus on Sunday, so made up for it a little bit. But
to see the zombie Jesus dive into a glass of water.
Sure. But yeah, I went to see the Royal Canadian Circus. It was taking place in the north parking lot of the Mall of America.
Of course, it was the north parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it was taking place in the parking lot of the Mall of America. There, happy?
But I was fine with North.
Okay.
I was amused because it's North in Canada. And a Royal
I see what you're doing with that now.
Wow.
I was, okay.
This is on you.
Yeah, they're going to have a Quebecois parking lot.
Either way. But it was act-only circus. They don't have animals in this one. So it was. They had some really quality acts too. Some of them were fairly stock, which is fine.
Sure,
they were good at what they did, but it really didn't blow me away.
Like a circle of unicycles or something.
No, it was like they started with the juggler.
Okay,
and he was fine. You know, he did a really good routine. I'm not criticizing his routine at all.
Did he do 13 clubs?
No.
See?
But he did a very stock routine that I have seen before.
Yeah. Sure.
And it was just like, okay, you know, he's very good at what he does, but this is... I'm jaded. Do not... I know, right? But after the break, this guy came out and did blow me away.
Okay.
That was the act that he did.
Yes. It was just that. Did I say this was an adults-only circus, by the way? I forgot to mention that.
I thought you brought your kids. They're
just little adults. Anyway. No.
I need to leave.
Yeah.
No, seriously. This guy came out, and he did a roll-a-bola routine.
Okay.
Also seen these.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Again, impressive. I can't do it. But it's good. But, you know, he does the stack of, like, the cylinder, roll-a-bola, cylinder, roll-a-bola on a different axis, cylinder, and then the board on top of that.
Jesus.
You know what I mean?
Like, yep.
Yeah.
Got it.
Pretty standard roll-a-bola act. But, and this is the thing that made me go, what the fuck, is he did all of this on a platform that was then raised into the air.
Ooh.
He did.
How big was the platform?
3 feet by 5 feet, I want to say.
That's pretty small.
But he did a five-cylinder rollable act.
Goddamn.
Suspended in the air.
Right.
Huh.
Which means the platform itself was moving.
Sure.
So the five-cylinder is now basically a six-cylinder rollable. Wow. Like, the level of complexity.
A Dagwood sandwich of rollables.
A lot. No, it was really impressive. Like, and as they were getting done with the break, they were setting up the apparatus for this first act.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out and they, like, set up this rig and they put the suspension cables on it. And I'm like, okay, I'm not sure what this is. And then they put, like, rings on it. I was like, oh, well, he's probably going to be the juggler again, but he's going to be, oh, this is interesting. I wonder where they're going with this. But then he started the routine, and he did the rollabola, and then just with the single rollabola, they lifted him up in the air just a few feet, and then he was on the rollabola while swinging forward and backward. And I was like, oh, that's a new spin on this. I have not seen that one before. Ultimately, it's very similar because you still have that downward momentum towards the bite base. You still only have one axis. Still more complex, don't get me wrong, but I like, okay, this is pretty cool. But when he did, yeah, five-cylinder suspended, I was just like, nope, this is...
And I'm out.
Way above, like, have not seen that before. Fucking good.
Damn. Nice.
So that was really impressive. I posted on Instagram, I was like, we're at the circus, because, you know, like you do.
Right. And us.
Neil Skoy, our friend, was like, oh, yeah, I went to clown school with the clown from that school, which, again, nobody is surprised.
Went to clown school with the clown in that circus?
In that circus, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing. No matter what circus I have seen at this point, either Neil or Greg has said, oh, yeah, I know that guy. It's not even a
look,
like,
not all clowns know each other. So, no, wait.
Kind of do.
Maybe.
A little bit.
But he did one routine that that I'd seen before. He did it very well. But he did a couple of routines that were like, oh, this is a very unique act. I'm enjoying this very much. He great crowd work. Yeah. Okay. So it was very fun.
Nice.
But then, yeah, what else? There was a bunch. There was like a tumbling act, a group of four guys out of Chicago that were doing acrobatics.
Question.
Yes.
Because I know I've had this in my brain before when I've gone to see a circus. And like they'll go to do juggling. And I'm like, but I've seen a guy do more, you know, things like that. When they go to do fire, and I'm like, yeah, I've done all of those things.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you ever, like, do you, 'cause I'm there to try to enjoy a circus. How can you or how do you try to, like, get around that?
The jadedness?
I don't know if it's jaded. It's just a lack of excitement because I don't do that.
It's samey, you know? and familiar. It's the familiarity breeds contempt problem. And I look for the quality. Even if they're doing something that I have seen before and I, in some cases, can do myself, it's the quality of it. How sharp is it? How crisp is it? Are they making silly mistakes or is it solid? Does it flow really well? What's the crowd work like? Are they mugging to the crowd and getting the crowd into it, or do they look bored? You know, that's where I pull a lot of that enjoyment from, is seeing them not just do a trick, but perform.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for, is the performance.
Cool. I feel like I worded it poorly, so I'm glad you understood what I was trying to say.
And in that respect, yeah, this guy really, he was working the crowd good. But like I said, that trick that he did, the stunt itself was one I had never seen before, and it was, that really blew me away.
Nice.
I still appreciate the acts that can perform well. And there was there was a couple acts that, like, they had a bunch of the aerialists come out, and they were kind of doing like this little dance routine on the floor before they go up, and some of them looked real bored.
I mean, to be fair, I want to be up in the air.
Exactly. Cool, but it was like they were doing the whole dance routine, and like some of them were really into it and doing the moves, and some of them were just like, I put my left foot in, I put my left foot out, I put my left foot in, and I shake it all about. And Radley and I talked about it afterwards. We were just like, yeah, some of them really weren't into it. And she was like, I saw that too. There was a couple of them. They were just like, all right, here we go with the thing.
Fine.
So, and that's what I look for, is the routines. I know they're going to be good. They're here. They're going to be good routines. Obviously, mistakes can happen. I don't even mind if they make a little bobble or a drop or something like that. I look for, what is the presentation? What is the performance?
Sure. Yeah.
Do they look happy to be here? Are they entertaining?
Yeah.
So.
Sure. Are you not entertained?
But yeah, no, it was super good. We had, like I said, they had the acrobats come out and do a thing, and it was really fun. And then they, you know, the aerialists did a thing, and the Wheel of Death came out and did a thing. And
love the Wheel of Death.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. These two guys were real crisp on this one.
Good.
Doing a couple things made my daughter's jaw drop a little bit. She was enjoying that. Then they had at the break. While everything else is going on, you know, they're, mm-hmm. the roustabouts are getting set up for the second half. And I noticed that they were putting down, like, a drop cloth or a tarp.
Oh.
And I was like...
Are they going to have blood effects? Because what I think of when somebody puts a tarp down.
I leaned over to Raider, and I was like, something's going to get messy in the second act. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but something is going to be messy.
My first thought was pie fight.
I didn't see how that would be.
I mean, like, when Fire Inc. did the fire show at First Ave, they laid down a drop cloth to collect fuel.
So
it was like, something is going to be here. And I already know that, but I don't know what yet. But it was just like pegged that. And then we had the quick change artists come out.
Oh.
They were like, first seen on America's Got Talent. And they had the quick change artists come out and they did that. And my daughter just was like, how are they doing this? And she was like, afterwards, she was like, I want that dress. but they were near the end of the routine. And I suddenly went, oh! Drop cloth. They're going to do confetti. Got it. Yep. And they did. They threw the confetti on her, and she changed while the confetti was falling around her. Aww. And stuff like that. But
nice.
Yeah, I was like, oh, got it. Pegged it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because, again, jaded.
So is your daughter going to become a quick change artist now?
I mean, I hope so. I'd love that.
I mean, that'd at their awesome. Age, they all are.
We actually talked to the both kids afterwards. We were talking about the circus. Like, if you were to do the circus, what would you do? And we asked her if she wanted to do quick change, and she actually didn't seem like she was interested in that. I was like, oh, you wanted the dress? And she was like, no, I just want the dress. Fair. That is fair.
We're not going to try to force you in a circus.
Look, your mother and I aren't upset or disappointed. We just, you know, hope that you...
Oh, my God. She leaves the circus to join corporate.
I know, right?
God.
Yeah. Runs away to college.
Oh. But it cracked me up, though.
Not a master of ceremonies, just a master of... Yep.
Well,
your ringmaster's thesis.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
No, but like, and the other, but at the same time, going to do the circus would be a lot of fun. But there's like the whole intermission portion where it's just shill.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that every time I see it, it just makes me feel gross. And I'm like, a lot of their paycheck depends on this.
Yeah.
And like the circus staying, you know, viable. Depends on this.
Is it trinkets? Is it
it's tat and it's face painting and it's, you know,
sure.
But it's just like at the intermission comes and everybody comes out and has something to do, just to make $5 more, you know.
Oh yeah,
and and like that part of it, I was looking. I was just like
the dregs were there.
Yeah. For some reason.
If the dregs were there, that's all they'd need for this shilling section, because Tim can shill like a motherfucker.
They had these wands that were like strobe lights of different colors that you just wave around.
Yeah.
And they had, you know, the bunch of the aerialists were doing face
fucking
painting.
Catnip for children.
And, you know, and then they had one guy get into a fucking like Transformers costume and stand there and get people's picture taken with him. Like, what did that have to do with the circus? Not a
nothing.
Fucking thing. It was just put on this costume and we're going to charge people $5 to take a picture. That's how we're going to make money.
Yep.
And I was just like,
you know what?
I get it. I know why they do it.
Oh.
Because you have to be able to pay for a circus. That's why movie theaters sell popcorn, is because they can afford to keep doing what they do. But that doesn't mean I have to like it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sure.
So they've got these glow fucking wands that are strobe lights and giving you seizures all over the place. And then they had the audacity at the beginning of the show to say, no flash photography.
Yeah, it interferes with the strobe wands.
Exactly.
They don't want you getting that for free.
No, it was just seriously, they were just like, do not use flash photography. And I'm looking around going, these things are way worse than any camera.
Right.
But yeah, they ended with the sphere, the motorcycle sphere.
Mm.
They got four motorcycles in there.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
My son was clinging to my arm once the fourth person got in there. But the family sitting in front of us was losing their fucking mind.
It's very cool.
Mm.
Like, they would start to get moving, and they'd go, and then they'd start to move in different directions, and you're just losing your fucking shit. I was laughing so hard. Internally, quietly, I was laughing.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Then they got done. They said their farewells and stuff like that. And then the ringmaster went up to one of the aerialists and like pulled her into the center of the ring and was like, by the way, it's her 13th birthday today.
Aww.
So everybody, let's sing a song.
Oh my God.
And we all sang happy birthday to her.
That's really nice.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
And we enjoyed it.
Oh my God.
But then we had to have that conversation with our kids about why is there a 13-year-old here?
Mm-hmm.
And we're just like, no, mm-hmm. these are families.
Yeah.
This is what they do. The whole family does circus.
Yeah.
Yep.
Your kids are like.
My kids are, but we're stationary.
We live here. Yeah.
We go and do a festival for a weekend and then we come home. We don't live on the road. You know.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
It is a little different.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're just like, my daughter, she's gonna turn 12 this summer, and I'm just like, come on, you know, let's go. What are you gonna be doing?
Come on, get on this. Where's your aerialist work?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Okay, come on. Let's
would
let's
you
pick
get
this up a little
50
bit.
Feet up in the air and swing on a piece of cloth, please? God.
Had a grand old time at the circus. Yeah. Enjoyed it very much.
Nice.
Highly recommended.
Yeah.
Any fun like circus, just go to the circus.
Gross.
No, they didn't have any of that tat.
Nah.
Good.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
I'm for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at aonpodcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
I'm being super subtle right now.
So I don't disrupt the program.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah. I don't know. Can you?
Only if you help.
Nope, I'm out.
Not you.
Yeah, I'll hold it.
Okay.
Aww. Will you shake it for me? That's kind of sweet, but also really gross.
But more than two shakes and I'm playing with it. That's.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Oh, all right. As long as you've already had this conversation.
Oh, I guess whatever happens between two consenting adults is none of my business.
It can still be gross, Jen.
Can we not, though? Like,
friends hold it. Good friends shake it for me. And we're back.
James. What
the fuck?
Oh, you guys are so weird.
I don't know why we do what we do sometimes, but we do it, and we're just going to keep doing it.
Okay, sure.
Because yes, and motherfucker. Mm-hmm. All right. But it is time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... to the surprise of no one, it's Stefan!
Stefan!
Because Stefan is carrying everybody's weight.
He really is. Oh my god. That Do you mean the rocket scientist?
The rocket scientist is doing all the work for you.
Dr. Senpai.
Doctor.
Dr. Senpai.
Doctor. Doctor.
Alright. It literally says, by the way, questions from, again, Stefan Senpai.
Yeah.
So, seriously, people.
We appreciate you, Stefan. You're my favorite.
Indeed. Opening thoughts.
Please make sure to tell Troy. You're my favorite.
You've been zipped, zapped, and zopped.
Yeah.
Troy to try.
Opening thoughts.
Yes.
Not this time.
Oh
shit. I think that's the meanest thing Stefan's ever said.
Well, then you're lucky.
Those three words cut pretty deep. Yeah.
That is true.
Somebody is becoming a little frustrated with the rest of you not pulling your weight.
Yeah. Cool. Do you really want to disappoint Stefan?
That's just me.
You look into his beautiful eyes.
That hurt me.
You look into his beautiful eyes and you disappoint him. It's going to be God. Like, you'll hear Sarah McLachlan singing in the background. His little lip quiver. Yeah.
On a rocket ship because he works for NASA.
And drinks delicious beer.
Ooh, question number one. Eli.
Oh.
Or Matamidi.
Oh.
Ely.
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 E-L-Y?
E-L-Y, yep.
Okay.
Ely.
Matamedi?
Matamidi.
It's Matamidi.
Matamidi?
I gotta read these before I start talking.
Matamidi.
Matamidi.
Yep.
Nothing. What's a Matamidi with you?
God
damn.
You're fired. I don't think I've been to either place.
Matamidi.
Eli.
No.
It's not as good as Menominee.
No.
Eli or Matamidi. Eli. For me, personally.
Yeah.
I've never been either. Which one's further north?
Eli, I believe.
Okay, I'll go to Eli.
Where is Matamidi? I don't
know. Is it? I thought that was a county.
You're not looking things up, are you, Salsa?
He is connected to a series of tubes.
I don't understand.
Oh.
Matamidi.
I thought it was to the southeast.
Oh, no, Matamidi is like just north of like Maplewood.
Oh.
Oh. Is it really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Wow.
So, not that one.
Well.
Yeah.
Ely. That's like boundary water.
All the
shit.
Times I've accused you of coasting.
God damn it. You've never accused me of coasting. No,
I never have. Yeah. Not even in a car.
Whee!
Yeah. No, Northern Minnesota's beautiful. Boundary waters are beautiful. Iron Range is beautiful. Ely.
Same.
Yeah. I like Ely. It's in the lyrics to How to Talk Minnesotan. Okay. Learning how to banter freely is really quite the deal in Ely.
All right, I'm going to read the whole question now before I start talking. All right, question number two. Patter.
Ooh.
Or petrichor. I know this one.
Do you want to sit and enjoy the experience of the rainstorm, or do you want to talk?
Yeah, do you want to listen to the rain?
Or do you want to smell it after?
Or do you want to smell the rain?
Ooh.
You want to hear the patter of the raindrops, or do you want to smell the petrichor afterwards?
I want all of it.
The petrichor for me, personally.
I am a huge fan of the sound of rain. I'm very good at falling asleep to the sound of rain.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a TikTok account.
Oh.
I have posted exactly 5 videos to it. They are all what I would consider just like 30 seconds of nature sounds. Videos, and like 3 of them are rain
ASMR.
Basically.
Yeah.
But one of them is rain in my tent out at Fest.
Yes.
And there is something so specific about rain in a tent at Fest because you can hear background noises. Like there's even in the dead night, there's still like a little something going on. And it's got such a different... I didn't even mean like that.
Biff door slam.
Yes, was that.
I was thinking Biff door slam was the... Dunk, dunk.
No, I was thinking like voices and stuff.
But, oh,
yeah, people sitting laughing around a campfire.
Yeah. And there's something so lovely about that where you're kind of, especially rain in a tent, you're kind of in your own little world, but you're still connected to the rest of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to go patter.
Okay.
I think I might go patter as well. This last weekend, we had windows on the dry sides open to listen to the rain and, like, get the cool breeze.
Mm-hmm.
In. We wanted to fully enjoy that rainstorm.
See, I tend to tune the rain out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the smell, that's your loss.
That
smell. Can't you smell that smell?
Human beings have a more acute sense of smell for petrichor than sharks do for blood.
Be careful.
Yep.
Salsa's out for petrichor.
Yeah. So, if you're, you know, going scuba diving, you can smell petrichor from up to a quarter mile away.
Hmm.
Jesus Christ. What's the next question?
Question number three. Three or four?
Oh.
There are four lights.
Ah. Oh. Huh.
I know it's four or five, but
what
like...
What time of the morning?
Neither.
I finally go to bed at 3.
Okay, because there was a whole discussion about... It used to be that people would say, yeah, I got a call at 1 in the morning, and people would be like, oh, God.
4.
But now that's like 3 a.m., or 4 a.m.
4 a.m. is the worst.
Well, 4 a.m. is the one guy did the 4 a.m. conspiracy TED Talk.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, that was a good one.
It was, yeah.
So I think I might go 4 a.m.
Okay. This is question number 3, so I'm going to 3.
Ah, there you go.
Mm.
That'll work.
All right. Question just number 4. Shrimp or pork?
Probably shrimp.
Usually, when I get ramen, it's usually pork.
Mm.
I usually get the tonkatsu. Huh. Interesting.
I generally prefer shrimp over pork.
Mm.
The only difference would be bacon. I fucking love bacon. But like...
Yeah.
Otherwise, probably lean towards the shrimp.
I was going to make a joke about like spam. You know, I haven't had a pressed shrimp loaf. But I think pressed shrimp loaf is my Bloodhound Gang cover band. Mm-hmm. But
it did not do well.
One man band. It turns quickly. But pressed shrimp loaf is how they make shrimp toast.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
At Chinese restaurants, and it's fucking delicious. So
that makes sense.
Changed my mind. But fuck, I still gotta go. Pork? Because I think I eat more pork than I eat shrimp. Oh, no. Fuck. Shrimp. All right.
So, by the way, this last Wednesday was Eggs Benedict Day.
Ooh.
And so this weekend we had Eggs Benedict. And I was looking online at all the different variations of Eggs Benedict.
He's a breakfast
turncoat. Yeah, looking at all the different variations. And I think it was the Eggs Halifax that was crab cake instead of Canadian bacon.
God damn. That sounds amazing.
Either Halifax or Chesapeake. I can't remember which one. But one of them was a crab cake, and one of them was, like, just regular crab meat.
I'm fucking salivating. That's... Ooh.
I also want to say it's Halifax. I think they serve it at the Normandy.
Okay.
And I think Joe's talked about it.
All right.
Mmm.
So.
I make no promises, but...
Then the Chesapeake must be the lobster one.
Sounds right.
But either way, yeah. By the way... I found out about it being Eggs Benedict Day on the day from a podcast from 3 years previous.
Oh.
Wait, our podcast?
No.
Okay.
I was about to say,
I'm really confused right now.
Yeah, no, it was...
Okay, a different podcast.
It was like the 16th, I want to say. April 16th. And I was listening to Stuff You Missed in History Class. I was listening to an episode from 2022. And they were they got done and they were talking about, you know, the mailbag and stuff like that. And then one of them was like, yeah, and by the way, April 16th is Eggs Benedict Day. And I went,
wait a minute.
That's now.
I think Joe accidentally celebrated.
Yeah, you there. Boy, what day is it?
Oh, it's Eggs Benedict Day, Mr. Scrooge.
I ran upstairs and
the
like...
The spirits did it all in one night.
I did of the course like, they did. 15 second backtrack and ran upstairs and was like, really? Listen.
And so, she's just like, that's nice, dear.
No, we absolutely had Eggs Benedict over the weekend. Because we missed the day, but we did, got it this weekend.
You know, that's what matters. It's Orthodox Eggs Benedict Day.
On the Julian calendar.
Yeah, observed. Yeah.
With the Julian fries. I'm mad at myself right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do about this. Yeah. I can't tell myself to get out. Because that would be a reward. And
you can't reward that kind of behavior.
Exactly. See my problem.
I do.
I like most meats that aren't birds.
Huh.
I love pork.
Yeah.
But man, seafood has just got a special place in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I changed my mind when I thought of like shrimp cocktail or like buttered peppered shrimp.
I gotta garlic. Go with seafood. I love seafood. And I gotta go with shrimp. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Question number five. Candy.
Oh.
Or Jesus.
Oh.
Sounds like an Easter question to me.
Like Susie Izzard. It's great. It's great that he died. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, whatever. Just keep giving me chocolate eggs. Yeah.
I guess I'll go with Jesus.
I'm going with candy. Give me that candy.
I'll go with
Jesus. It's not nearly as exciting, but I feel like
my kids walked away from a dinner that we had with my father-in-law with 20 ounce bunnies.
Yeah, God.
Jesus Christ, those things are huge. Yeah. They're massive.
Over a fucking pound of chocolate. In these bananas. Yeah, they're just. We've been eating them slowly over the course of weeks.
Well, a pig like that, you only eat a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
God.
So you're going pork.
I'm going. I'm going to go with Jesus.
Okay.
I know that that's a surprise, but.
Surprise!
No,
surprise, Jesus.
Because I don't make assumptions, James.
That would explain why he is never correct.
I am. Oh my God. What? No. Wait. All right. Are we.
Question number one, Ely or Matamidi. Which city name did you mispronounce the first time you said it? Yep.
4K, no Los Booth. Both.
I didn't mispronounce either.
That's true.
You didn't look at it. That's true. First time you said it. The first time I said it, I think I got them both fine because I heard them before I saw them. But this time around, I definitely fucked up sure Eli.
I still didn't get Matamedi.
Eli, fuck it.
Matamedi.
Matamedi. I didn't.
Yeah, Matamedi, you got wrong. Yeah.
Yep. Still getting that one wrong.
Matamedi.
No. Shenanigans.
Doctor, I can't need help every time I say the word phenomenon. Question number two, patter or petrichor. Do you like the sound or the smell of a spring shower rain better?
Nice, good call. You really did nail that.
Yep. No, I when I'm scuba diving, I love smelling that petrichor.
God damn it.
For me, I smell a shark from a mile away.
I just don't go scuba diving.
Oh, I'm not even talking about scuba diving.
Whoa. How many sharks do you smell from a mile away right now?
Depends on whether we're doing a West Side Story or not. Yeah.
Every time he goes to the aquarium, he's just allergies.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
They're the puppies of the sea.
No. Huh? Maybe. I don't...
The sandpapery puppies.
I'm so confused.
Their skin has teeth.
Yeah.
Question number three. Three or four. How many cats is too many for households?
Oh, four one. Is way too one. Many, but three is
one
also too
is
many.
Too
yeah.
I'm so allergic to everything.
Well, we had this conversation when Aaron, Laname Aaron, had three cats already, and then they found another cat in the neighborhood that needed nursing back to health.
Sure.
And I was like, you didn't give it a name, did you? And he went, no, we did. And I went, oh, fuck, you have four cats now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yep.
As many yep. as you fucking want.
Yep.
I don't give a shit. Have 20. Who cares?
I mean, for my house, more than
you
none.
Have, yeah, definitely for you, that number is zero. But as here's the thing.
Yeah.
As long as you have enough room for them, mm-hmm. and you feed them, and you clean their fucking litter box.
And you can appropriately
have
take
as many
care
as you
them.
Fucking want.
Sure.
I don't give a shit.
Sure.
I only care when I have to go over to your house, Salsa.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have a barn, go for it.
Yeah. Even if you don't have a barn.
Go
nuts. You got a house, take care of them, and you're fine. The answer is, as many as you can take care of.
My answer's three. Two cats is enough. They keep each other company. Three cats is a lot. I know.
My theory
on
cats is very similar to my theory on children, is that you should never have more than there are of you.
Mm. Yeah.
So if there are three parents,
you need one
you can
parent
have,
for every 3 feet of cat.
Yes. If there are three parents, you can have three children. If there are three parents, you can have three cats. That's that's my theory.
Yeah.
When they start to outnumber you, that's when it's too many.
Oh yeah.
So if you're going to adopt a third cat, you also need to adopt a third roommate. That's how this works.
See, that would be my answer for a dog. Because a dog is needy as shit. And
dogs
needs
are
to
needier.
Be like walked
cats
and shit
are
like
better
that.
At taking
cats,
care of themselves.
You can have seven of them and they just fucking do what they want to do. And you don't. It doesn't matter how many there are because they're not going to care about you.
Space.
Whereas,
space.
But cats need their own space.
But again, a dog, like, a dog needs your attention. And so that is definitely do not let them outnumber you in that case.
Again,
as many dogs you fucking want, for me, the answer is one. It is way too many. But.
Yeah.
That's everybody, as long as you can take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think if I come into your house and it smells like piss, that's too many.
Fair.
Yeah.
I think it's that I have dated a lot of people with cats and that the cats outnumber them. I think this is a really good rule. I think when the cats outnumber you, that you get yourself into trouble because they're knocking shit off of shelves and... Mm-hmm. Like, causing mayhem and scratching
extent,
up couches.
To a certain extent, it does kind of depend on the cat. Because different cat personality. If you've got... If there's one of you, but there's two old motherfucking cats that aren't doing shit, you're probably fine.
Yeah.
But if there's one of you and there's three kittens, you're fucked. That's just...
Or my sister-in-law's cat.
Or one orange cat.
Who's just a fucking cantankerous shit.
Yes. Yeah.
One orange cat, not his day with the brain cell, and just like gonna be a problem.
Yeah. No, their cat is an asshole.
Yeah. I had a conversation with that cat once. And then they're like, that cat's gonna kill you, Jenna.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, we're good. And then I looked at the cat and the cat looked at me and then it walked off. In that way that cats do, where it's like, I was going to do this anyway.
Exactly. Yep.
And I was like, that's right.
Good work today, Wesley.
All right. Question number four. Shrimp or pork? Which protein do you like in a stir fry?
Oh, shit. Yeah, shrimp.
Oh, I am...
Both.
So much shrimp.
I like both.
I'm... Yeah, no, I want shrimp.
Yeah, shrimp. This was the thing that kind of changed my mind, is that I imagined all of the different, like, I started going through the Bubba Gump list in my head, and I was like, oh, fuck, shrimp. Shrimp is the right choice.
Yeah, no, I gotta go with shrimp. I like shrimp. I like both in stir fry, but I gotta go with shrimp. I like shrimp.
I'm okay with pork in a stir fry, but shrimp, hell yeah, that'll sell it for me.
All right, question number 5, candy or Jesus? What do you appreciate the most about Easter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I gotta go Jesus.
Candy!
You know, here's the thing. My mom is 75. She's been playing every Easter service at every church she's ever been to, sometimes multiple churches at any given time, as a way to help out our family. And it means a lot. It has meant a lot. It continues to mean a lot. And my dad is so fucking proud of just watching her play or direct the choir or, you know, whatever it is. And without church, I don't know that this would happen. And so I got to give it to the church. I got to choose Jesus on this. I can get candy at a gas station. I can't get that anywhere else.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. Closing thoughts. Let's see if you read this one tonight, April 21st. We did.
And we
did.
In fact. Does that mean we're out of Fast Fives again?
Uh-huh.
Troy.
Huh, God, yeah. I wonder if anyone could solve that for us that's not Stefan Senpai.
I'm gonna say I would love to see one from Keiko. And?
Yeah.
Also from Troy.
What about Cole?
Cole would also be good.
Yeah.
Mav. Are you out there, Mav?
Mav, are you out there?
Mav,
what about the committee? I thought there was an entire committee that was doing this.
Hey, Mav, for old time's sake, send me 5 emails.
Ground control to Major Mav.
7 emails. I just want to know how he'd split that one up.
Send me 12 emails. He'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Thank you so very much to Stefan for sending in that Fast 5. If you would like to send in a Fast 5, and of course we know you do, go to aompodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast 5, and fill out the form. Does anybody have a shout-out?
I do. Shout-out to both Jenna's household and also Jax's parents for hosting us this weekend and providing us with delicious food and wonderful company. My time over at Jenna's was amazing. The food was incredible. Yeah. And it's always so warm and inviting. Yeah. And then our time over at Jax's parents, like, all jokes aside, even with the rain and everything, like we stuck around in the rain to spend more time with their parents. Because they're very sweet people. So, shout out to them as well.
I'm going to give a shout out to my landlord. And next to that, also to hot fucking water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. You guys, when the hot water was turned back on and I washed my hands after peeing, and it was like, oh my God, the water's hot. Oh, like, I've got a living room full of people, and I'm just like,
am I peeing again? No, I'm just that wet.
Hot water. Like, I've been washing my hands in freezing water for a week.
Damn.
Jenna just falls to her knees in the middle of the bathroom, like,
Yeah, no, hot water, y'all, and landlords that can make that happen. Fuck. It's so good. It's so goddamn good. Man, I appreciate hot water. Kudos to hot water. Salsa.
The holiday was this weekend, World Circus Day. I shout out to all of the people who work around or support circus in any way, shape, or form. All of those people that travel around and live the life of circus doing this. It's a tough job. Yeah. It's a rough job. But man, is it a amazing job. And seeing the look on my kids' faces when some of that was going down is always, always worth it to me. Thank you so very much for doing what you do. Circus people.
Nice.
Rock out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
Not me.
not for a little bit. Because it's gonna be 2 weeks, and then I'm doing Would I Lie to You?
Yeah.
On Sunday the 4th.
Ah, Shit, I think I made plans.
Well,
I thought it was Saturday.
Well, I'm going to be in Nebraska doing the RenFest in Nebraska that day. Well,
how nice for Nebraska.
Indeed.
Actually, that is very nice for Nebraska. They probably don't get to see stuff.
May 3rd and 4th, I will be at the RenFest of Nebraska in
Omaha.
Not
the Nebraska RenFest.
Do not make those mistakes.
Yep.
But the weekend before, just coming up this coming weekend on the 26th of April, I will be at Lush Nightclub for Festival of Friends doing the Casimir thing there.
Luscious.
So you can come see me if you are local to the Twin Cities and don't want to go to Nebraska. You can see me there. I will be doing stuff for the next 4 weekends, but I'll stop there for now. Anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye, I love you, bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you again, Stefan, for stepping up to the plate and giving us another Fast Five.
Thank you, Rocket Scientist.
Indeed. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.